When a person wants to make a korban oila, he should not say the word Lashem oila, or else Lashem mincha, Lashem toid, Lashem shlomim. He should not say that way, but rather you should say the opposite. You say oila Lashem or mincha Lashem. How do we know that? Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says korban Lashem. You see, the Torah went out its way to always say the word korban first, and not to say the word Lashem first. Because if you say the word Lashem first, Lashem oila, we have to be afraid maybe sometimes you'll stop after the word Lashem and you won't finish saying Lashem oila. You'll just say the word Lashem, Hashem Shemayim Levatolo. Therefore the Torah Badatka puts the word Korban first. You're supposed to say Korban Lashem. The Kal V'chayim now. U'mazeh sh'loi niskavan el lahaski Hashem Shemayim al ha-Korban. Here the person, Mamash, wants to make a Korban. And the Pasuk says, don't say Lashem oila, but rather say Oilu Lashem is Amru Torah. Korban Lashem, you should say the word Korban Lashem. Levatola, in our case, we only make it a neder. Where it's a question, maybe it'll be Levatola, is a lack of Kama V'Kama. For sure, that's what Shlokesh is Svaro, that the Chum do not want you to make a neder with a Lashon of Kikis, they also like a Korban, because maybe you come to say Korban Lashem, maybe you'll say Lashem by itself. So therefore, the Chum made up a substitute. Now, whenever you want to make a nether and be matzvesit in a korban, don't say the word korban, but use these kinuyim. Now the Gemara says, "V'leim mekatzet noy." Let's say this machlokes Reb Yochanan Reish Lakish. These losh lashonis of substitutes, are they a strange goyish language, or are they a losh nechum made up? Let's say some machlokes tanoyim, machlokes beishamim beishilul. What's the tanoyim? Beishamayimrim kinuyei kinuyim asurim. A substitute for a substitute. We'll soon see what that means. A double nickname, or a double slang language. Not only you say koinach, but you say even a slang of koinach. Like we have koinon, koinach, and koinos. That's a slang, or the substitute for korban. A substitute for substitute would be even a more of a slang, less than that. So it's a machlaik, if somebody says, we'll soon see what it is. But if somebody says these types of words, so v'shama yirmim asurim, it's also a lashon of the korban. That the neder is chal. Well, they still learn him know, kinuyeh, kinuyeh matarim. If you use a double substitute, that's mutter. So what's the machlokes Tolian? My love, isn't it? Man diyame kinuyeh, kinuyeh masurim, according to Beis Shammai. That even a double substitute, a double slang language, is also kesavar, kinuyeh, loshen umasein. That these kinuyeh mapshat is, it's a language. So maybe if you have a double slang language, it's still a language though. It's Spanish. There's a Spanish way of saying it, and then there's a slang in Spanish how to say it. But they're both Lashonis Umais, that's why it's Chal, the Koran to the Nether. But Ulaman Diyama Mutorim, but according to Beis Hillel, maybe he holds, you know what he said, that Kanuyim are these substitutes. It's not a new language, but rather Kesava Lashon Shebodul and Chachomim. This is a Lashon that Chachomim made up. So Chachomim made up Adafka, these three words are what you're supposed to use for Korban. And if you use a fourth, a fifth, or sixth word, that's not what the Chum made up. Therefore, Beis Hillel says a double slang, a double substitute is no good. The Chum said only to use either koinach, or koinon, or koinos. Those are the words to use. But to use a different slang, the Chum did not make it up. So here, that's the machlokes Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, if kinuyim are us or not. Gemara says no, could be no. I tell you, Lord, maybe not like that. The kuluyam, everybody kinuyim loshen umesein. It could be everybody holds taka like Reb Yechon. Of course, that's the way we paskin. That kinuyim is taka, a slang English language. It's a goyish language. It's loshen umesein. That's what it is. If so, uveisham my savri behani nami mishto yumus. So uveisham my svari is this is also part of a slang language. The goyim also talk this double slang. So it's also a good loshen for korban. Oh, they still a savri now. Bahani lo mishto yumas. Such a slang. We'll soon see what they are. Goyim, even the goyim don't talk that way. That's the machlokes. Kinuyim, kinuyim. Such a slang language. Is it still called part of the language, or maybe it's so slang it's not called part of the language? The voice of the Teretz Lakatayim like this: that they shamai savri kazrinan kinuyim, kinuyim mishum kinuyim. Say even the opposite way. First, you see, boy is saying it goes according to both Rav Yechon and Reish Lakish. No matter how you learn, you say the kinuyim. But if you want to tell me a svara that kinuyim should not be usur, but I tell you, Beishamai Savri is gazrinan kinuyim, mishum kinuyim. Beishamai says it's a gzeri midrabonin. Like even though really midiraisit should not be a kinuy, but I call upon him midrabonin to make a gzeri, it's good. or Vesilo Savri, Loi Gasmin and Kinuy Kinuyim Mishum Kinuyim. Vesilo said, no, you don't make such a big Zera. Without these slang languages, people don't talk that way. So Mela is not a good Lushan. Therefore, we don't make any Gzeras. So it could be that's the Machlokes. Minagav, the Karanori, is the Kasha. The Chur, we're talking about these Kinuyim, can be Negev to Nisi the Raisa. You have to bring Korban in that. Like Lechur, these Kinuyim is Negev to become a Nozer or not. If you become a Nozer, you're going to have to bring a Korban. So how could you say it's a Gzerim in the Rabbonim to make yourself into a Nozer? If you do become a Nozer, Lechura, you have to bring a Korban. With the Rabbonim, you can't bring Kabonis. By Chul Nazora. So how does the Gemara say, according to Beishamai, that's only called Gzerim Gzerim? Mashmir, really Kinuyim, Kinuyim, such a slang language, Goyim don't talk. It should not mean to be a Nozer. Just a Chum and made Gzerim Gzerim, that if these words won't mean Nozer, they'll think the regular Kinu also is no good. But Chur is only with the Rabbonim, the Karanar is. How could there be a Nozim in the Raisa that they have to bring Kabonis? And Chur is Chul Nazara. So he wants to say it again at the Ran Svara, that once the Chachamim made the Gezerah, and they said that these Kinu Kinuyim are also the Shinus of Nozir, so now it goes into a regular Lushan. That's called language. Again, language means anything that people make up. If you say this word, it means something, that's called a language. So Melech, the Chachamim now, after they made the Gezerah, is that the Chachamim made up that this double slang is a good Lushan to mean a Nazirus. So somebody says, we'll soon see what the words are. If somebody says Shukuel, somebody says he's Madna Lashonis, once the Rabbanan said, Kinuyi, Kinuyi Marosar, it's the Chlal Lashon now. Why did the Rabbanan say it's Osar? Because of the Gzera. But once the Rabbanan said it's Osar, now it's called Haskama. Everybody agrees that's a good Lashon for Nazirus, therefore you are a Nazir Midirais. Yeah, Chur goes according to right, even according to Rabbi Yechon, right. But that's what we pass on Rabbi Yechon, right. Now the Gemara says, Heshidomi Kinu Kinuyim. What's the case? What are these cases of this double slang in the Dorim of the Neder? So Tony Reb Yosef, Mekanmono. You don't say Koinach, but you say Mekanmono. Or else Mekanachno. Or else Mekanasno. These are called Kinu Kinuyim. And Malacha we hold like Besilo Kinu Kinuyim Amutter. That's not a good Lashon for a Neder. Heshidomi Kinu Kinuyim Dechirim. What's called the double slang? Tony Mafsho, you said Mafsho, Reals Charakim, Reals Charakim, Charafim. These are double slang for Cherim that we hold as Mutter. What's called Kine Kinuyim de Nazirus? Tony Rav Yosef, Mechaz Kano, Menaz Chano, Mafichno. These are Lashonis double slang for Nazirus. And according to Beishamay, it's also according to Vesilus Mutter. E. Boyle, we have a question like this now. Mifchazano Mai. What does that mean? Mischazan amai, misazn amai. Is these called kinui kinui manat? Omar le ravin le ravashi. Kinma mai. Somebody says kinma. What does that mean? Kainim komar. Does it mean a lashon kainim tasa with a neder? Or idilma kinma desim komar. It means a spice. Omar le ravacha bread ravchid ravashi. Kina mai. Somebody says the word kina. Kina shel tanagolim komar. Does it mean the nest for the birds? Or idilma lashon the kainim. Is Tiboy marbleized by Suffolk? Tiboy here in the door means like a teiku, marbleized by Suffolk. So some of first are asking for Kasha. Nochur, according to Vesilo, there should be no Shaila. Vesilo paskins that Kine Kinuyim Amutter. Nochur, these are Shailas, so these words go into Kine Kinuyim. That's only a Shaila according to Veshamai, not according to Vesilo. So Nochur, it's Lulu Bakasha. And we pass like Vesilo, it's Lulu Bakasha, why the Gemara even goes into these Shailas. Baita, what's called kinuye kinuyim de shvua? Hechidami, what's called the double slang for shvua? Somebody says the word shvuel. Shvuel, that I will not eat bread today. Shvusiel, that I will not eat bread today. Shukukiel, that I will not eat bread today. Frati Gemara, shvuel, that's the name of a person. Shvuel ben Gershomash, the name of a person. So the name of a person is not a kinu for shvua. Ela meant to say this, shvuvel. That's a double slang. Say shvuvel. Or El Shavusiel, or El Shekukuel. These are Shailas, these are called Kine Kinuyim, that according to Beis Hillel, it's Mutter, according to Besham, it's awesome. But it's Omar Shmuel. Omar Ashifta Lo Yom Aklum. Somebody says the word Ashifta, that's not even a Kine Kinuyim, that's nothing. Ashkiko Lo Yom Aklum also means nothing. Karincho Lo Yom Aklum. These are not Kine Kinuyim, they mean nothing, you're not awesome. Then the other Mishnah says, Noda b'moyu. If you make a neder in Moshe Rabbeinu, Harei elu kinuyim. That's called the good kinuy for a shvua. So, Tanya, Reb Shimon Gamliel Leiner, You say in Moshe Rabbeinu lo yom haklum, that means nothing. But if you say memumso the yom amoyu with the shvua that Moshe Rabbeinu made, harei elu kinuyim l'shvua. That's a good key to l'shvua, because Moshe Rabbeinu did make a shvua that the Ran brings down. Plus it says vayoyel Moshe l'sheves asish, that over shvua shenishba Moshe, Moshe made a shvua. So somebody says that I should be also like the musna with a shvua. The Yom HaMoyah that Moshe Rabbeinu said, that's called the good kinoi for Shavua. Right, Ho'aymer, somebody says like this. Ho'aymer lachulin. Ram says with a patach under the lamed. Lachulin sheikh l'chor. Means to say, it should not be chulin, your food. So in other words, I must teach your food. I'm like saying your food should not be chulin, but should be also to me. Loi kosher. Your food should not be kosher to me. That's like never saying, like Mechlal Lava to Shemehain. It's not kosher. What do you mean to say? It should be also to you. You make it to be a nether. For Loi Doch, it's not clean. What then? It's also. Tor, same thing. Loi Tor. You mean to say what? That it's Tomei. Now, if you say your food should be Tomei, or else Noiser, or Pigul Osir, all these are the shyness of making a nether. All these things you mean to make Yenim's food, that food Osir on you. What about somebody says Kimra? I want this food now to be like a sheep, which usually means a korban. The Ran is all the way down on the bottom on Yud Aleph and Aleph. Kimro, kisesho korban, to stam the dorm lahachnir. Stam, he meant to say this food should be like a sheep, means like a korban. Or else kedirim. Kedirim also, Ran says, to kabona shebedirim. You want this food to be like a korban in your corral. Or else kaitim. You want this food to be like the wood, the stam of the marocha, that Ran says. Kaitim, kishnei gizreitim. Like the two woods you put for the marocha, which has a din hegdish on it. So the kids, you want this food to be like hegdish. Or else kishim, you want it to be like the fire on the mizbeach. Or else kimizbeach, you want this food to be like the mizbeach. Or else kehechel, like the kodesh. Or else kirishalayim. In such a case, all these cases are mishnahs, is nodab, or else weiter, nodab yechud mikol mishamshir mizbeach. You make a nether that this bread should be offered to you, like anything you use on the mizbeach. Afal pishla hiska korban, even though you didn't say clearly this bread should be like a korban, hareiz a ned of a korban. All these lashonos are also lashonos that you mean a korban. All these things when you said kikas ze osrolai, kimra, kedirim, keitzim, kishim, you meant to say it should be also to you like a korban. We have Yehudi oimer, hoime Yerushalayim, lo yom haklum. If you don't say ku Yerushalayim with a chof, you just say kikas ze Yerushalayim, that's lo yom haklum. Mishum layoma ki Yerushalayim. You have to say it should be like Yerushalayim. Just to say this bread is Yerushalayim, that means nothing. Now the Gemara says, Savruah, we thought like this. My lachulin, when a person says that lach